Welcome to Fun Friday on KPCW, your place for fun. I'm John Burdick.
I'm Jan Williams. Good morning.
We decided to start off with a Rocky theme today because we are going to take some call-ins at the after the half hour. We have a couple of people coming into the show today, but Peeps versus Chocolate Bunnies.
What a contest.
I have yet to meet somebody that's taken Peeps over. But Peeps now has made a answer to the Chocolate Bunny, which is a chocolate-filled egg and a Peep inside.
And a Peep inside. So you get both. You don't have to. You could pick both.
Anyway, in inspiration of Easter, which is on Sunday, we have decided that today's show will be dedicated to the Peep versus the Chocolate Bunny.
Yeah, I like it.
And we did some research as to the history of chocolate bunnies, as well as some fun facts that we'll give our guests today. But we have guests. Jan, who's joining us in the studio today?
First coming in will be Brittany Johnson. She is from Thanksgiving Point, which has this tulip festival every spring. So it's 250,000 tulips.
250,000 tulips.
That's but you don't
it. You
got to
go see that.
You don't have to imagine it. You can just go see it. So she'll be in and chit-chat about it.
Our tulip girl.
Yeah, I was looking at Thanksgiving Point. If you haven't been there, you have to go.
Check it out.
If you haven't been there in a while, you should go because it's more than just tulips. It's fascinating the things that they have. So there's all sorts of things to do. And now that we're just about 100% into mud season, there's just another option. Then closer toward the bottom of the hour, Paul Michael Maxfield, who's from the Natural History Museum of Utah, and Scott Query from Solstice Chocolate, they're going to both be calling in. So that's going to make some phone magic. There is a chocolate event at Sky Lodge next week. So they're
right
going to talk
here,
about that.
Right down the street.
So that's chocolate and bunnies. No Peeps,
no
just
Peeps.
Chocolate.
Maybe we could sneak some Peeps in.
Sure.
To the chocolate thing.
Okay. So we'll take calls in the second half.
Of the show, and you can comment. And we have chocolate bunnies to give away. I couldn't decide what chocolate bunny to get, so I got them all. I got the Stover's one. So we're going to give these away to some fun fansters out there.
Okay.
If they call into 655-8255 towards the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
All right. And so, and also at the end of the show, I have found some stupid criminals. No, I did not find anybody trying to rob a bank in a bunny suit. I'm sure that has existed. I've got some other ones, though, that are just as stupid. So stay tuned for that. And what else did we find? Let's go to this right here.
Let's pick that.
We've got this. The origins of the Easter Bunny can be traced back to the Germans. It came to America in the 18th century, according to the National Confectioners Association. I want to become part of that association. National Confectioners.
You have to
eat a lot of chocolate. That's what you did. I don't know. I'm sure there's some way to do it. I have to probably open a chocolateria. All right, here we go. The bunny had been associated with spring long before that. In pre-Christian fertility lore, the hare and the rabbit were the most fertile animals known and thus served as symbols of new life. The bunny, as an Easter symbol, was first mentioned in German writings in the 1500s. First edible Easter bunnies were made in Germany in the late 19th century, and the bunnies were made of pastry and sugar.
And then we went to chocolate bunnies.
We did go to chocolate bunnies. Let's see. Easter bunny in American folklore with the German settlers arrived in Pennsylvania Dutch country during the 1700s. The arrival of the white hare Achterhaus was considered childhood's greatest pleasure next to the visit of Christkindl on Christmas Eve. According to the website, children believed that if they were good, Achterhaus, the Easter Bunny, would lay a nest of colored eggs. And they built nests outside with leaves and sticks in their gardens and secluded place in the home or barn. And the boys would use their caps and girls their bonnets, and they would go and pick up Easter eggs. There you
bunnies.
Go.
Not even chickens.
It should be an
Easter chicken laying eggs, shouldn't it?
Yep. Well, this is, and for those wondering what came first, the chicken or the egg, the Peeps folks have the answer of sorts in the newest product, the hollow milk chocolate egg with a yellow Peep inside.
There you go.
Peeps.
All right.
Where are my
Peeps
at?
Where are my Peeps at? Brittany will be here shortly.
Brittany.
She is on her way.
Ooh.
So Sunday is the last day for Park City Mountain Resort.
I got up this week and did some skiing.
I did.
Yay. I've been going every week since the spring. Skiing is the whole reason I buy my pass, because I like the warm, and I like these conditions remind me of when I was growing up in Mount Trashmore in Chicago.
There
which
you go.
It's literally a trash Mountain in like Evanston or Wilmette or Wilmont.
Oh my God, that's it, Wilmont.
Yeah. It's Wilmont. Wilmont.
Been there.
You remember there? Literally,
I
this.
Thought about that
for
in
those
years.
Of you who haven't been from the Midwest, I lived in downtown Chicago, and this mountain, literally, we called Mount Trashmore, and it was, I don't even think it was halfway up Payday. I mean, it was so small, and we just loved it. It had like a rope toe on half of it, and then I think it probably has a chair now. But.
Maybe, but I think you can hold on. It seems like it was the size of some of the sledding tube runs.
Yes, there
That's
was
about
probably
the size, I think.
And then toboggan. You could toboggan off the back of it, and then you could ski off the front of it.
And right at the bottom, they had this big giant restaurant, and of course, they had the big glass windows at the very bottom of this.
See all the yard sales?
Well, you know, kind of. You had to stop. There was bales of hay to prevent you from going into the glass.
Of course, the bale of hay stoppage. Yeah. That's so nice. Rather than the snowdrift bank, it was a bale of hay.
I haven't thought about that in years. Yep.
So that's where, and the conditions in the Midwest are close to what we've been skiing on the last couple of weeks.
And as long as you have passes, you might as well use them.
Exactly.
Oh, so Sunday
I got mine
is their
from
last
KPCW.
Day. Oh, well, there you go. They do have one last concert. The last of the concert series is at 2 o'clock at Payday Deck, and that is open to the public, so you can go and check it out.
Cool. What's it's a junior in the transportation.
Yeah. So
fun.
That's at 2
and
o'clock.
He usually has friends stop by and drop in, so it's kind of a fun open music forum.
Junior and friends.
And friends.
Okay. And let's see, what about the – let's do a follow-up on the Follies.
Oh, okay.
Big, massive, fun. Tons of people are in this thing.
Yes.
Takes all year to do. It's a fundraiser for the Egyptian.
Yes.
It's sold out before you even open.
This is the first year we did that. This is the
seven
first year.
Seven shows?
That, yeah, seven shows. We sold out 2 days before we opened.
Congratulations.
And that was just – congratulations to everybody that was involved with this project. And we were able to raise a significant amount of money for the Egyptian Theater.
Fabulous.
Seven shows sold out at over 300 seats a piece.
That's amazing.
And $29 the
and
average
lots of
seat
fun.
Cost. You go ahead and do the math.
Everybody who saw it says, like, oh my God, it's so funny. It's fabulous. And people want to be in it. And those in were the year before come back. And
we got
you're going to have a bigger cast than audience.
Sanchez did an amazing job. Craig Sanchez has been doing it forever. And I love being on stage with him. And I love everything he did this year. He played Mr. Katz, who actually showed up to the show on Saturday. And the show itself. He mentioned us in a Denver Post article that he was interviewed in. So the Follies has now made it to Denver. So
right on.
We're on the road,
yeah.
But not really.
Without even going anywhere.
Without even going anywhere.
And he came in and chatted with Leslie, so it was huge and big. And it gets the town involved.
I think it definitely does. And I think some people show up trying to see if they're going to get lampooned. And other people, it's like informative to them. So like if they haven't been paying attention to the news or the papers, they come to the Follies and they get everything they need.
How very Bill Maher of you.
So,
thanks very much.
Yeah, it was really a positive experience, and thanks to everybody that came to support the show and supported the Egyptian.
Great.
Hey, we're going to honor an underwriter, and then we're back. So stay tuned.
We've all heard the awe-inspiring songs of the humpback whale. But Dr. Roger Payne heard it first. The renowned whale and ocean expert closes the Park City Institute Strategic News Service speaker series on Friday, April 18th. The evening, titled Oceans, Whales, and People, begins at 7:30. Tickets are $25. Call 655-3114. Brought to you by the not-for-profit Park City Institute, educating, illuminating, and entertaining since 1998.
Okay, so, I know. See, we're just chit-chatting away. We're just going to jump right in.
Tulips!
Yay, tulips! I like spring. I've had spring fever for a very long time, so now that it's here, I'm very, very happy. Brittany Johnson is here. You're from Thanksgiving Point, which is not Orem, but it's in Draper.
Lehigh.
Yay, another one of those places that I've got to go visit.
Yeah, you should.
Lehigh.
Oh, dude, this place is fascinating, but we want to get right to the Tulip Festival. 250,000 tulips?
That's right.
I can't imagine.
I know. This is our 10th annual Tulip Festival, so it's a big year for us.
Nice.
Do you just plant more every year?
No, we've been doing about the same each year. Something that people don't know about is that we get the tulips imported from Holland each year.
Holland tulips.
Yeah, so it's the real thing. And we actually get them from the same supplier that supplies them to the Vatican and St. Peter's Square in Rome. So these really are the
holy tulips.
And these are Lehigh, so you're missing out. You need
So tell me, how long does it take to get there? Is it easy? Is it right off the...
Yeah, it's right off the freeway. When you drive by, you see the big water tower, and that's Thanksgiving Point in general. We have the Dinosaur Museum, Farm Country, and then Thanksgiving Point Gardens, which is where the Tulip Festival is.
Check out the tulips.
So how many acres does 250,000 tulips take?
The gardens have 55 acres total, so the tulips are spread all throughout. We have a lot of full-time gardeners who work on making it look pretty for us. They started planting in October, and then Mother Nature is in charge of making sure they bloom in the spring.
Is she doing a good job?
Yeah, so far. They look really great right now.
Okay, cool.
Today's our opening day.
Yes!
So.
Today, you found out first here on Fun Friday, which
That's
we love
right.
to do.
And this runs through?
Through May 3rd, so
okay.
you have 3 weeks to come check them out. Not all of them are in bloom at once, so you'll just see tens of thousands at once.
Well, that's all.
Beautiful.
Just tens of thousands.
Just tens of thousands of tulips.
And we also planted 700,000 spring annuals, so it's a good variety. The tulips obviously steal the show, but it looks great overall.
How many?
250,000. Oh, then 700,000 spring annuals.
Okay, you did
700,000. I couldn't grow seven, let alone 700,000.
These are insane numbers. You got to go take some pictures.
I mean, yeah, just for the sheer magnitude of how many flowers exist in this place. And then you've got, you know, the dinosaur thing next door and so much fun to go check out. So what, about 40 minutes from here? Is that how long does
yeah,
it take you to get here?
Not long at all.
Oh, yeah, just like 40 minutes.
Okay,
it's really
cool.
Fast.
So it's nothing.
Zip down the hill, turn left.
That good to know.
Zip
down the hill, turn left. That is our direction.
And you'll see the water tank.
And you'll see a water tower. Probably want to pull over at that point.
Stop there, Mom. But there's a Museum of Ancient Life. I wanted to ask you about that.
So that's our dinosaur museum.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
Huge. It's huge.
Yeah, it's great. It's beautiful. We actually are building a brand new museum called Museum of Natural Curiosity that opens in less than 1 month. We have 400 interactive exhibits, and so it's great for all ages. There's a high ropes course. You can harness yourself in and go all the way to the top of the building. So make sure you check that out. That'll be on your way to the Tulip Festival.
Okay.
So you'll see a great big glass building. That's what that is.
You're going
to
climb the building?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Basically, but inside it.
Oh.
And it's safe.
I was
You're harnessed
in. It reminds me of Spider-Man. There was this guy when I was growing up that climbed buildings, and he climbed the John Hancock one day, and basically they tried. This is the brilliance of the Chicago Police Department. Mm-hmm. They decided that they wanted to get him off of the building, so they used water hoses to kind of spray him down.
Smart.
And he's like 50, you know, he's like 50 stories up in the air, and they're sitting there, he's not going to climb this building, and he made it. He made it, and then of course he got arrested. But
that's a crazy criminal.
That is a crazy criminal for you.
Okay, so if you take the family down to check out the Tulip Festival and the kids are going, yeah, whatever, let's go see something interesting, you've got the museum.
Yep, we have the museum and Farm Country. Make sure you come on the weekends for Tulip Festival. That's when we have different themed activities.
Are you going to do any kind of egg thing on Sunday or any kind of
Easter hunt?
This Saturday
we have Easter Extreme.
Easter Extreme. What
is
that?
It is extreme.
Like crazy racing bunnies or?
Pretty much.
Extreme, like they get mountain bikes, you put bunnies on little mountain bikes and have them go down.
No, but that's a good idea.
Extreme bunny racing here.
BMX bunny?
BMX bunny.
No, they're just Easter egg hunts. And, you know, of course, all the kids run out into the field, grab the eggs.
Yeah.
We also have Easter brunch at Harvest, which is in the same area. Then just
Harvest is a restaurant that's there in the gardens?
In the gardens, we have Trellis Cafe.
Okay.
And that's really, we have soup, sandwiches, sweet potato fries, and the patio overlooks the gardens, so it's a really beautiful setting.
So watching all those tulips might get you hungry. You have a couple of options there to eat.
Got some stuff. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And Farm Country?
Farm Country. The animals are doing well. They're all there. You
and
can
kids
come.
Can come. Is it like a little pet the animals?
Yeah,
do you have any llamas?
Yeah, we do have one llama.
Alpaca.
Nice. And we have an alpaca.
See, they got everything.
They got it all.
We have
it's
peacocks.
Huge. I'm telling you, Thanksgiving Point is huge. So you'll find something. If your family is into different things and you got kids who all want to do different things, I think you can satisfy everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
When you come
and if
down.
You're coming from Park City, you can make a full day out of it.
Yeah.
There's so much to do there. And we do flex passes where you could go to all three or four venues in one day.
What's that going to cost me?
It's $20 to $30 per ticket.
Nice.
There you go.
$20.
All-day extravaganza.
I can do that.
That's great. So if you just want to go check out the Tulip Fest, it's a $15 ticket?
Yeah, $15 for adults, $12 for children. If you're a Thanksgiving Point member, you get free admission.
Ooh. How do I become a member?
So if you become a member, it's $175 right now for your entire family, no matter how big they are.
Okay.
Or how many you have. And the price is actually going up May 15th.
May 15th.
So get one now.
That's because the new museum's opening, so now we have an extra venue you can come to. So it's a really great deal. You get free admission all year long to all these venues, and you get discounts on our classes, food, retail.
You have classes too?
We do. We have summer day camps, and we have classes for adults such as gardening, cooking, craft, fitness classes. We really have it all at Thanksgiving Point.
Oh, no kidding.
It's like a miniature town.
And little the golf course, the farm country. Oh, what's late night with Rex? Are kids staying overnight or they just go at night?
They just go at night. So okay. It starts at 6 p.m. and goes through 10 p.m.
Okay.
And the parents can drop off their kids. And so the parents can go on a date night if they wanted.
There you go.
And the kids, they'll go on a scavenger hunt through the museum. They'll see a 3D movie, with popcorn and drink. We also have a junior paleo lab where they'll use the exact same tools as a paleontologist and carve out a real fish fossil, and they can take it home.
They can take a fish fossil home.
They can.
How long, I mean, what does it take for a fossil? How long you figure? Old fish you got there? Or are they just
it's
made
a
millions
fossil.
Of years. Millions of years.
Yeah.
By default, it's a is fossil. That,
okay, see? Again, there's math. Friday told me there was no math.
No.
It's the only reason I have this job.
We are dangerously close to math each week, so we'll just stay away from there. So how many employees do you have in this massive, massive place? Do you
We have 300 employees.
That's huge.
Yeah. I think mean, some of them are seasonal. Mm-hmm. Like the gardens were only open during the summer and fall. So during the winter, they're off. But yeah, about 300 total for the year.
So for anybody who hasn't been there, now you have an idea of how large it is with mm-hmm. what you have and the acres and the employees. So
that's right.
Go. It's fun. I can't wait. I have not gone to the Tulip Festival. I admit it, but I will.
You were saying this is the year.
Yeah, this is the year.
Definitely.
I think it's going to be the best looking year.
Really?
So definitely recommend it.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first.
Yay.
Right here on Fun Friday.
In a gardening class.
Ooh, let's
Those
give
are
her a
Saturdays?
Fun.
They're different days. They could be during the weekdays. So they do square foot gardening or teach you how to do rose pruning, those kind of things.
Okay. Regular gardening stuff. Because everybody here is just itching for gardening, I think. You know,
now
the snow's kind of melting. We'll wrap up the season. And I guess I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of us are ready for that. So you can go to a Thanksgiving Point and get your spring on.
All right.
I think it'd be great fun. Thanks. You came all the way up here.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thank you very much for stopping.
Exit
through the cake door. Today's show is brought to you by Angel Food Cake with raspberries.
Great. Thank you.
I made that last night, and it actually rose, Mom. So there you go. I've made an Angel Food Cake that didn't completely flatten out. Hey, and you get every guest gets a fun fact for when they show up at the show. And did you know that a household spends $131 on Easter each year, totaling $14.7 billion in total?
Wow.
And another one
per
is
family?
That 90 million chocolate bunnies are produced, 91.4 billion eggs, and 700 million peeps are produced each year in the United States. You feel
insane.
Smarter because of coming
right.
to Fun Friday, don't you?
Chocolate bunnies all the way.
She got
bunnies.
Okay, so we got one vote for chocolate bunny.
I vote for bunnies.
Okay, we got a bunch of votes.
There's
two
bunnies.
I'm thinking, okay.
Are you going to vote for peeps just because?
I am voting for the underdog peep, but you get four or five of them in there,
right.
And I think that the five peeps can take out one chocolate bunny. They're going to start with the ear. Probably because 76% of people eat the chocolate ears first.
That was going to be my question. Do you start from the top down or the bottom up?
It all depends on, some good-looking bunny ears.
Start at the ears.
Go for the ears.
Okay.
All right, we've got an underwriter to honor, and stay tuned. We will go more with the Peep Chocolate Bunny Extravaganza.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts from Park City Medical Center, a nonprofit community hospital and part of the Intermountain Healthcare System. Park City Medical Center is proud to be consistently recognized as having some of the most engaged employees in the country. Little wonder, considering we offer all employees a pension plan, 401k, excellent insurance, and of course, year-round employment. We are currently recruiting nurses, registrars, housekeepers, kitchen staff, and more. Visit parkcitymedicalcenter.org to find your dream job.
Hello, this is Jennifer Kimball with Zermatt Resort & Spa, proud supporters of KPCW. The Spa at Zermatt offers services inspired by the classical European spa experience, including body treatments, facials, nail services, massage, and our new bridal menu. Open daily at Zermatt Resort & Midway, 435-709-9596 or ZermattResort.com.
Happy
and
Easter.
We're back. Yes, happy Easter. We have Easter coming up today, Good Friday.
Good Grief Friday. So Mom's like, have a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yep. Cheese pizza, probably the most popular thing out at the restaurant today.
Is it?
Well, yeah, we make a number of vegetarian type endeavors, but being a day of, I think, fasting and then no meat on Fridays.
Okay, so I was going to say fasting and pizza, that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, once sundown hits, I think you're allowed to eat.
Then you can go?
Yeah.
If you don't pass out from hunger?
Yes.
Okay. How about chocolate bunnies?
Chocolate
bunnies.
Are those
on the list?
Well, okay, this is the thing. As a kid growing up, you always give up something for Lent, and 90% of the time, your mom tries to make you give up chocolate. And so a lot of kids give up chocolate, and that's why the Sunday just extravaganza of you finally get
a
to
chocolate
eat chocolate
bunny.
Again. And, I mean, kids just rip through chocolate.
That
just smothered,
opened it up.
You know, passed out in chocolate comas on the lawn with eggs everywhere.
Sugar crash.
Yeah, it's good times. Good
I
times.
Found an old Easter picture, you know, from the late 60s. I just couldn't post it.
Really?
I couldn't do it.
The best one is we were in, I want to say we were in some exotic place with the family, my mom and my dad, and it was Easter. And I want to say it was Barbados or something like that, some island. And my dad had to get Easter together. So I see him walking in front of the hotel with this huge blow-up Easter bunny. And I'm like, there's no way the Easter bunny made it to here, you know. But he did. And I think that was the year that I discovered the true origins of the Easter bunny.
Oh, there you go. Did he borrow the sleigh to get there? Because, you know, you only used it once a year.
Yes.
So maybe they've got some connection where you can borrow a little red sleigh and make all that happen.
Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Daisy over here at Copper Moose Farm. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Awesome.
How's it
How
going?
Are you?
Good, good. Doing well, you know. We're holding down the fort here with these winds.
There's wind?
I heard it was windy.
Yeah, it's windy out here. It's windy right now.
Okay. Is it good kite flying weather?
Yeah, perhaps. Hold on tight.
Okay. So what's up?
Hey, I was calling to let you guys know to follow on the whole spring fever gardening theme. Summit Community Gardens. He's holding some great classes up here this summer, and one of them happens to be tomorrow out here at Copper Moose Farm. And people can go to www.summitcommunitygardens.org to find out more information and to sign up. And the class tomorrow is going to be on seed starting basics, what to grow up here, what to start inside, what you can start outside, when you should transplant, some different techniques for transplanting, potting soil, seed selection, all kinds of good stuff to get the garden going right this year.
Great. I might need a class on how to get rid of some unknown weed that keeps coming back every year. So have you got something like
that?
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, right. It's called, you know, your own two hands generally.
Just rip them out.
Just rip them out. They keep coming back.
I rip them out.
I don't know how to get rid of them. So I will. So what time does this class start tomorrow?
So it's going to be at 9 tomorrow morning, and we'll be outside. Hopefully, it's going to be nice. And if not, we've got the big greenhouse. We'll just scoot on inside if the weather's not cooperating. So okay. It starts at 9, and we should be done by about 11:30 or so.
Okay. Is there a fee for this?
There is. It's actually $10, and that's going to Summit Community Gardens.
Okay.
And you can either sign up online tonight or just come on by tomorrow, and we'll deal with it then.
Okay. And exactly where are you located?
Yeah, where is it?
So we're off Old Ranch Road. 1115 Old Ranch Road, and that's it.
That's close.
That's easy enough.
You can even get there.
It's super easy. Very close.
It's a great time to get started because I think people are anxious to get their hands dirty, and if you can't plant something outside yet, at least you can get things started on the inside.
Yeah, this is a great time of year. You can actually do both outside and inside right now, and it's full on right now. It's time to get the garden started.
Yeah.
You got to start the garden. That's good news.
Yeah, and tomorrow we will actually, people should bring seed packets of a couple of seeds they want to start, and we'll start some of their seeds, get that going in the class, so they'll go home with stuff already ready to go.
I'm excited about it. Thank you.
All right, let's give you a fun Easter fact.
Yes.
Did you know that the largest Easter egg hunt consisted of 501,000 eggs that were searched for by 9,753 children?
When was that?
That was 1st of April, 2007.
Where?
In Winter Haven, Florida.
Oh, Florida. We love Florida. The crazy criminals come from there. So, okay, well, we'll thank Florida for that. Okay, thanks for calling in. I'll see you at the class. Okay, thanks.
Thanks a bunch, Dan. See you guys.
See, it's that simple. You just put it out there, and then it comes to you.
It comes right back at you. Hey, we're running quick here. There's another caller on the air. You're on Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Paul Michael Maxwell calling from the Natural History Museum of Utah.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey,
how are you?
And also, do we have Scott with us, too?
Yes, I'm here also.
Okay, so we've got a little bit
double
of a
whammy
challenge here. So I've got Paul on the phone and Scott on the phone, and we will. Paul?
Yes.
Okay, you're with the Natural History Museum of Utah. How are things down there?
Oh, it's great. We have this wonderful exhibit called Chocolate the Exhibition, and it's open till June 1st. And guests have an opportunity to basically hear the story of chocolate, discover the natural and cultural history of chocolate.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you burn calories when you eat the chocolate?
Sure.
Because your brain's working twice as hard?
Yeah, exactly. And all chocolate you eat at the museum on the day you visit is calorie-free.
I think just that day, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, just that day.
It shows up on your hips the next day. That has you have no – you claim – disclaimer right there. You have no responsibility.
Oh, no.
Just lather it right there on my hips.
Well,
there
you know, give yourself a day to enjoy it.
Awesome. So the history of chocolate, really?
Yeah, that's right. So the exhibit really kind of delves, you know, deeply into the history, starting with the Mayan and the Aztec and how they used – chocolate as a currency and a cold, frothy drink. And then it moves over to Europe and the Americas and how chocolate has really kind of spread quickly through both regions. And then finally, believe it or not, Utah has a thriving chocolate scene. I mean, just really, we have some amazing artisan chocolate makers here.
Wow.
More per capita in Utah than anywhere else in the United States.
More chocolate makers here?
Yeah, that's right.
How did that secret not get out sooner?
I don't know. It is a secret, but it shouldn't be. I mean, really, we have a Mono Mill Creek Cacao Roasters, the Chocolate Conspiracy, and, of course, Solstice, which is really an amazing chocolate company.
Okay.
And that's down in Salt Lake, and that's Scott. That's where you come in, right?
Yes. We're a bean to bar chocolate maker here in Utah, based in Salt Lake. And like Paul Michael was saying, we've got a lot of great chocolate makers. And up until a few years ago, it really wasn't possible to do chocolate making on anything other than an industrial scale. And it's really starting to blossom and thrive here in Utah. And it's a great scene.
So like storefronts, like there's, you know, microbreweries, so there's micro chocolate storefront factories?
Exactly. That's a great analogy. We're probably, as far as chocolate goes, maybe 10, 15 years behind the brewing industry, but it's the same type of thing. If my batch size is about 50 pounds, and that's probably what Hershey's makes in a minute.
Wow. But then you get local. So where in Salt Lake are you? Can I come down and visit you and take a little tour? Do you do that, or you can watch chocolate being made?
Yes, you can. Unfortunately, you know, it's a food production facility, but we do. If you called or emailed us ahead of time, we wouldn't have any problem giving you a look at what we do.
I've got my own hairnet. Does that help?
Yeah, there you go. Probably. At least peek through the window.
Okay.
Yes, but, you know, we can stop what we're doing and help you out, show you everything. That's one of the great things is I love getting out and showing people our chocolate and then also showing them how it's made, because I think it's something that people don't think about where it comes from. We use all organic ingredients, and there's only 3 ingredients in our chocolate. So it's like Paul Michael was talking about, it's actually good for you.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Everybody will say absolutely.
It's definitely good for you.
I think so.
All right,
so are there different flavors or just, I don't know, how do you decide?
How do you decide, what chocolates to make? Like
So what we, you know, we actually make the chocolate itself. So the biggest thing that we do is try to highlight single origins. So presently and up at the Natural History Museum, if you do one of their tastings when you go there, you'll be able to taste our Madagascar chocolate. And it's a 70% dark chocolate, and it's really fruity, red fruits, raspberry, cherry, cranberry. And it all comes just from the cocoa bean and the way that we roast it and process it.
Wow. So there are no actual raspberries harmed in the making of this chocolate?
they are. They're in chocolate. So, Paul Michael, how long is the exhibit of chocolate at the museum?
Okay, the exhibit runs till June 1st.
Okay.
So we got some time.
June 1st.
Yeah, and really, this is you have some time, but now is the perfect time to visit the museum. It's great if you have kids or if you're looking to do something on a date. And I hear that it's mud season up in Park City. Is that
it
right?
It is.
Yeah,
it's
it
just
is.
The mountains are just closing. So,
all right. Well, in that case, come on down to Salt Lake. Come to the Natural History Museum and check out our exhibit on chocolate and our permanent exhibitions as well.
Great. And what's the fee for this chocolate exhibit?
It's included with the price of admission.
Okay. And how much is that?
It's tickets. It's all scalable, but it's. I think it's $12 for adults, and then it actually goes down in price depending on how old you are, you know, what your status is.
Sure. Okay. Well, that gives an idea that you can go, and it's going to be fun. It is affordable, so you can bring the family.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have a lot of amazing programming that's running alongside the exhibit, too. We have Chocolate Blast, which is an opportunity to meet chocolate experts like Scott. We have chocolate tastings, as Scott mentioned, opportunities to try Solstice chocolate and Mill Creek chocolate and Amano chocolate. I mean, it really is just incredible.
Great fun. And exactly where are you located?
So we're located on the University of Utah campus in Research Park. And if anybody knows where Red Butte Gardens is, we're just south of Red Butte Gardens.
Okay, I can find that. That'd be great. So what, I'm not sure if Scott or Paul Michael can tell me how this all connects and combines at the Sky Lodge. There's an event on Wednesday?
Well, let me tell you about that. What Natural History Museum and the local chocolate makers have been doing is teaming up with chefs here in Utah to feature a different chocolate every month. And this month, the month of April, it's the Sky Lodge. And Chef Christian and the pastry chef there have come up with a menu that includes chocolate in the savory as well as the dessert type dishes. And they've got a Neiman Ranch crispy pork belly with Solstice Madagascar chocolate mole. And they also have a dessert, quite a dessert tasting that you can do that includes Solstice chocolate also.
Nice. Well, that just sounds delightful.
Isn't that good?
I think
so. It does sound good.
That's a great idea. I want to know how to become a chocolate chef expert.
Chocolatier.
Is there a chocolatier? Is there a chocolate school?
No, actually, self-taught. There are a couple, I guess, that you could try there in Europe. But the difference between myself and a chocolatier, I would more be considered a chocolate maker. I make the chocolate for the chocolatiers. I'm not nearly as good as they are.
All right.
But it is chocolate, and I'm sure you're
That's right.
good at
and
it.
And if you don't want to go to Europe and become a chocolate maker, then we have actually a lecture coming up, a very hands-on lecture, in fact, with Vanessa Chang. And she's going to teach people how to cook with chocolate.
Mm.
So for more information on that, people can just jump on our website.
Which is?
nhmu.utah.edu. And they should look for A History of Cooking with Chocolate, and it's Wednesday, May 7th at 7 p.m. At the Natural History Museum of Utah.
Nice. So I can go online and sign up for that?
Because
that might be fun. If you're going to get your hands dirty, get them dirty in chocolate.
I like that.
I think so. I think I'm going to have to go check that out. It's the year of trying something new, so that's something new. And I can get there. I can get to Salt Lake. I can make this happen.
All Absolutely.
Right.
So, Scott, at the chocolate-making facility, do you have a chocolate river that I could possibly fall into and then get taken out by Oompa Loompas? I'm throwing it out there. You want more people to visit the factory? Let's start getting some of these Oompa Loompas employed.
I could use some Oompa Loompas.
I've done it. I have my costume at home. I will Oompa up and come down and swim around in your chocolate river there.
I would love that. So actually, when the chocolate is processing, it's all stone ground, and our facility is solar powered.
Wow.
So there's a lot of good stuff going on as far as that goes, but. You could dip your head in it. I wouldn't be able to use it, but I'd let you dip your head in it.
Yes, I love this guy.
And if you haven't tried Solstice chocolate, you really ought to. Solstice is by far my favorite chocolate. It is so good.
Okay, and where is it located? Can we come down and buy some at the – you can sell it right there?
Yes, we sell it at Harmon's, Whole Foods.
Oh, so up here?
Yes, Caputo's Market, Liberty Heights Fresh.
Okay, so it's not something that I have to go to your facility to get. It's out there.
Yes, and the Sky Lodge, actually, I believe, is featuring it in that you can go in there and purchase it also.
You can just stroll down the street.
As well as the Natural History Museum of Utah.
Oh, yes, and
That's been a good thing. They've really been a great supporter of the local chocolate makers and chocolatiers with this exhibit.
That's fascinating. I didn't know any of it existed. I learned something for listening to Fun Friday.
And who doesn't always get chocolate? All of my information straight
from
the radio here.
Okay, so I'm going to have to go down and check it out. I'm going to have to take a class. So Paul Michael Maxfield from the Natural History Museum of Utah, Scott Query from Solstice Chocolate, thank you. What a combination. What a pair. Appreciate your call.
All right.
And do we have
we have
facts for our guests?
We have the largest Easter egg. Any guess as to how big the largest Easter egg was?
Like a chocolate Easter egg?
It was. Made of chocolate and marshmallows.
And by size or by pound?
I'll go with either if you can guess either of them.
I'm going to say 50 pounds.
Okay, 50 pounds. That's close, but nowhere close.
Uh-oh.
And then what about the height of the Easter egg?
I will say 8 feet.
Okay. Well, what do we got, Paul? Did Paul just guess or Scott?
That was Paul.
I'll guess those both.
Okay, so here we go. The largest Easter egg ever made was 25 feet high, weighing 8,968 pounds.
Oh,
Scott,
and it was chocolate and marshmallow. And if I remember correctly from the Guinness Book of World Records, it had an internal metal frame inside this thing to hold up the chocolate.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Now you know how to get into the Book of World Records. So, and we'll get you
I'll
back
give it
on.
A shot.
Yeah, we'll get you back on Fun Friday. Thank you, gentlemen, for calling.
All right, thanks.
Okay. What a great idea. Mix the two together, and congratulations to Sky Lodge, and they've got chocolate. You can just go down the street and check it out.
And that's this weekend? Is
that
right?
That's now. It's going on.
It's going on right now. Mm-hmm. So if we have somehow tempted you to eat more chocolate, and we have the solution right
yes.
here. By listening to Fun Friday, you are now in the, and speaking of which, I want to thank one of our Fun Friday fansters who put up an ad on our website. So if you're not a fan of Fun Friday on Facebook, jump on there, kpcw.funfriday. I guess it's just KPCW Fun Friday. There's no dots.
Yeah, there you
involved.
Go. You can put some sparkly dots on the top.
But she found a bank robber in October of 2008 that actually put a bunny costume. Was wearing a blue bunny costume.
There
and
you
he took
go.
Out a Swedish bank on their way home, but they didn't, of course, succeed at their robbery was foiled. But the bunny costume, there you go.
Well, you think there'd be a lot of bunnies out there, so it would be easy to put a bunny costume on and go do your thing and then go, which bunny was it? I don't know. They all look alike.
So like the bunny parade?
This is
your grand heist idea?
Just like a Jackie Chan movie. You get all mixed in the parade crowd.
All right.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so that's chocolate and that's fun. And now we're going to give some stuff away.
Okay, cool.
Let's do it.
So call in 655-8255, the battle of the Peeps versus the Chocolate Bunny. And I couldn't decide which one to buy, so I bought all the chocolate bunnies they had.
See, that's what I do with shoes.
So you guys get your choice of chocolate bunny if you have to call in. So 655-8255. And there's a fun Easter basket. I got an Easter basket with stuff in it that doesn't just have stuffed animals. So if you want to give away this Easter basket
like
for winning it, like it's got toys.
I like the
Easter
toys.
It's got a kickball
toys.
In it. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Spring toys, our favorite.
All right, so call the show, 435-655-8255, the number to call. We're going to honor some underwriters and we'll be back with your calls.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering Opry Hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6 with fire and ice shots and an appetizer menu. Wasatch Brew Pub, we drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Hi, it's Lynn Rossetto Casper. This week we look at the fastest route to happiness, and it just so happens to have a lot to do with our stomachs. And Jane Stern, what's up this week?
Lynn, we've solved the conundrum of great deli meats and bad bread.
Be sure to join us this week on The Splendid Table from 8 p.m.
Join KPCW every Sunday morning at 9 for The Splendid Table, sponsored by the River Horse on Main.
Just when you can't take any more sugar, here comes more sugar.
Right.
I'm full just looking at these boxes. When we say we're giving away some chocolate bunnies, they're big.
They're big bunnies. We've got one that weighs 4.5 ounces.
That's
big. The other one's 5.5 ounces. The Russell Stover solid milk chocolate. And they dressed
solid.
Up the bunny in a dress.
I would think Russell Stover would not skimp.
Then we got the Dove milk chocolate bunny that I picked up. It's silky smooth solid milk chocolate.
Mmm.
Brock's, of course, who have been making candy since 19... 19- 1904, made a solid chocolate bunny.
How do you know that?
Because it says so on the box.
Okay. I just thought you knew just, your candies.
Of course, I know my candies. And then we have the solid milk chocolate from Cadbury.
Wow. So you can call in and win 655-8255, and you can pick your poison.
Yeah. And yeah. Peeps versus...
And then vote. Peeps versus chocolate bunnies. And already we've got bunnies way ahead, so you can call in. So you can come in, pick a chocolate bunny. Get that today because you're going to need it. So you just got about 10
And you can give
minutes.
These away. You can re-gift if you want.
Once they leave the door, there you go. You can do with it what you will. So 655-8255 if you'd like a Easter prize.
And it's not Easter related, but I found some strange stories on the internet that you okay, so this little kid in Nebraska got stuck inside a claw machine. Lincoln, Nebraska.
The
machine where the claw comes out and picks up your stuffed animal, and this kid somehow ended up inside the machine.
How'd he get in there?
I don't know. Nobody knows. I mean, he might have crawled through the door. He was a 3-year-old, so he's probably pretty tiny.
But
still.
Could you imagine seeing your...
No.
Where's little Billy? I don't know.
Could you imagine
Billy?
Putting the quarter in and then the claw grabs the kid? Well, they have a commercial like that, but I don't think that could happen.
See, art imitates life. Life imitates art. So since we're chatting about museum, the free admission to the Park City Museum is on Tuesday, April 22nd, just in case you forgot or didn't know. So go check it out. Mines to Moguls. 50 years, Park City skiing.
I just did that.
As a matter of fact,
it was fun. I spent the day in the museum yesterday. I went and a friend visiting from Chicago that we decided she wanted to go see the museum. So we went.
It's great.
It's cool. I haven't been to the museum in a while. And I mean, we got to hang out in the jail downstairs.
Well, the creepy jail?
It was kind of creepy.
Is it still creepy?
It's not so creepy. They set up this little movie thing down there so you can hear about the history of the workers uniting here in Park City in the mines. And we sat and watched all the interactive videos, played stuff. The coolest thing I thought was the actual little model of the mine shaft and how far down it went. And then they have another interactive one where you can press buttons and you can see where all the different mine tunnels are underneath the mountains.
Oh, neat.
Yeah,
I didn't know
that.
It's
totally cool.
Get down there.
So get over to the museum and check out this museum. And I want to thank them for letting us in yesterday.
Great.
And seeing the exhibit. So it is definitely worth seeing our own museum. Right here in
River
City.
So. And it changes, so you have to go frequent and check it out. Plus, you want to stroll Main Street anyway. So.
Yeah, and the 50 years, you get to see all the skis. They've got Ted Ligety signed a pair of skis that are in there. And just the change over the years of what's gone on at the mountain resort is kind of fun.
Simple. Wasatch County's got barrel racing.
Ooh.
Speaking of nothing to do with Easter and chocolate bunnies.
And this has nothing to do with actual getting in a barrel and then being pushed around. It's actually horses, right?
It's actual barrel racing. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, it's at 11 o'clock. So you can go check out GoHeberValley.com, or if you can't remember that, you can go to kpcw.org, and then we can link you right through. But it's barrel racing.
Cool.
So, and it's the good guys, and there's a lot of money involved here.
Big
so there's
purse.
big cash prizes.
And
you'll
probably see some professional barrel racing.
Yeah, they're out there. And they got kids, too.
It's the same
They have a little racing for kids, and it's called a Future Champs Barrel Racing for kids 6 and under.
Six and under.
Barrel
what,
racing.
What, they put little Shetland ponies
maybe
out there?
Maybe like the little barrel of monkeys. Remember the stacked barrels where they get smaller?
You're talking about the little barrels.
Yeah. Zero
I was thinking,
to 6 years old. Barrel racing.
There's got to be some kind of like really small pony kind of thing in there.
I guess. Maybe they're on one of those stick ponies and they cruise through. I don't know.
Ponies on a stick, really?
You know.
Oh, yeah, like the merry-go-round
ponies? On a stick. It's a stick with a pony.
Okay, so now we got to go check this out. Where is this barrel racing for kids?
Wasatch County Event Center. It's tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
It's
bring the kids.
Barrel Racing Association. And then when you're out there, you can go to the Zermatt Easter Carnival.
Oh.
They have breakfast at 9, an egg hunt at 11:30, and they have this carnival going on, which is free admission.
Free admission to a carnival.
Yep. It's from 11 until 2, so at 11 o'clock, go check it out. They got free carousel rides. You know they have that big, giant carousel out there?
Ooh.
Yeah, they're giving away rides.
Zermatt
it's Easter.
Resort and Spa right here in our backyard.
Yep, go check that out so you can get right through kpcw.org.
Link on through.
Yep. Another right. Easter, non-Easter, non-chocolate thing. I want to say happy birthday to my sister Barb, who's 50.
Yes. Your sister just called you out. Well, up into half a century. Welcome to that.
We'll chat.
Uh-oh. Barb is going to be upset.
Oh, happy birthday. No, she's not. She'll say thanks for thinking of me. She was one of our first fansters, by the way.
She signed up first?
Yep. Yep, she is the first Fun Friday fanster.
All right, I want more fansters, so jump on KPCW.
Oh, we got stuff to give away.
Oh, yeah, you can call. I forgot about that. 435-655-8255. Call in. All you got to do is vote for Peeps versus Chocolate Bunny. It's pretty simple. And then if you can take a Chocolate Bunny home with you. And the person that has the best Easter story will get the basket. So call in right now. We've got about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
And we're going to get to the stupid criminals in a moment. But more fun facts for you on the Easter thing.
Okay.
Now, I guess they overcame – the one I told you about was the largest Easter egg ever made was 25 feet tall. Well, apparently in 2011, the Italians in Tosca made an egg that measured 35 feet tall, 1 inch and 5 inches. And that was on April 16th, 2011.
So and they make a big metal frame and then just kind of put chocolate around it?
That is how the other one was made. I don't know how this one. I'm assuming
there's
got to be some framing involved because that chocolate is gonna just crush under its own weight. All right, welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Are you getting excited for Easter?
Yes, after, you know, a long wait, it's here suddenly.
Yes, it kind of popped up. After a long wait, it all suddenly appears.
And
well, you know, it's so late this year. But anyway.
Okay, cool. And there's bunnies involved.
So bunny versus Peep, who do you think would win?
Oh, the chocolate bunny for me.
Yeah, there chocolate you go. Bunny. Well, you get to win one. Hey, which one do you want? You want Brock's, you want Russell Stover, Dove, or Cadbury?
The Dove with milk chocolate?
Oh, yeah. Milk chocolate bunny, solid, silky smooth is what it says.
Silky smooth.
And he looks pretty
like
silky
dark
smooth.
Dark chocolate, I think.
Oh.
All right.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. I'm thinking maybe the Brock's one is dark chocolate. It looks darker than the rest.
I don't know. That Dove
it doesn't
looks
say
good.
What kind of chocolate. Oh, no, it's milk chocolate again. I think I got all milk chocolate ones. I'm
milk
sorry.
Chocolate.
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay, you can come by the studio. Do you know where KPCW is?
Up.
Yeah. All right. It's so hard to win stuff here on Fun Friday. So
stop
you've won. Come on
Wait,
by.
They're filling me in. There's so much going on this weekend.
All right.
Fabulous. Have some big Easter fun.
And come on by and get your chocolate on. And there's also cake, so if you come in this afternoon before the girls get to the cake.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, we got another caller. You're on the air. KPCW, who is this?
This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. We're going chocolate versus Peeps on today's show. Any votes, or any cares, any good stories about a chocolate bunny or a Peep?
I hate Peep, so I'm going for chocolate.
You hate bunny, Peeps. Yeah. Straight up hate Peeps.
Don't like them.
I hate them.
Okay.
They're sticky.
They're sticky. Where do we even come up? The Peep is not going to win.
No.
What is wrong with this Peep? I'm telling you.
So next year, let's get the Peeps people on.
Okay, the Peeps people have to come on because they're busy making, what did I say, 16 billion?
Billions, just billions of them. And
billions,
I think that's a riot.
Busty.
We use them for decor.
Yes.
I don't actually eat them.
They're more like,
so,
yeah.
So, Stephanie, would you prefer the Cadbury, the Russell Stovers, the Brock's, or the Dove?
I want the Dove.
Dove it is.
Okay.
Dove it is.
That's why I called in right away.
Right away. You got the Dove chocolate bunny.
Okay.
And then we've got the darker chocolate for our, well, who is this
Laura.
Called? Laura.
Laura gets
so
us.
Number
Stay.
Two. And all right, now thanks for calling. Thanks for being a fan of Fun Friday. And get
you.
Out there and have some fun this weekend. Get some Easter eggs.
And come and, get your bunny.
And come get your bunny.
I will. Thank
and
you.
There's cake.
Okay.
I figured angel food cake, you know, there's angels involved with this whole holiday of Easter.
Are there?
There are. A couple angels showed up in the tomb after they moved the door around. Mary Magdalene was hanging out with them.
Grilled cheese sandwiches?
Apparently not.
Okay.
I don't
Mom
think they ate much of anything.
Grilled cheese
sandwiches
on Friday.
This Last Supper was last night, and that was a killer killer little feast. Some little wine,
did
some
I
bread.
Did I
you
dinner
know.
Last night? I don't think
I
so.
I did not.
I think I just went, I'm going to just fall asleep right here. So Okay, it's backwards day, 41814. All right, well, we still have another bunny. You want a bunny?
We have more bunnies to give away. Give us a call, 655-8255. We've got about 5 minutes left in the hour.
Okay.
And we can get you your chocolate fix right here. We have a caller calling in. Thanks for being on the air. You're on Fun Friday. Who's this?
Michael.
Michael, chocolate peep or chocolate bunny?
Chocolate bunny.
Jeez.
Yeah,
okay, the peeps
it's
are
bunnies.
Going. The peeps are on the ropes. They didn't even make it. This is like the Tyson fight that was like 30 seconds. Awesome. Well, come on to the studio and you get your chocolate bunny. You'll be here and some cake and some eggs. Oh my!
Oh,
do you have a good? Do you have a story? We can give you a Easter basket too.
Oh,
you have a good Easter
goodness.
Story.
Just the Easter story would be skiing at Park City Mountain Resort, looking for the Easter eggs.
Nice. So you do
yeah.
that every year?
What's that?
Have you done that every year? Gone Easter egg shopping on the whole Park City Mountain Resort?
No, not every year, but I had a few years doing it.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it this year. It happens to be the last day, so it's going to be fun and Easter all at the same time at PCMR.
Great. Thank you.
Michael, yeah, thank you, Michael.
Michael, do you have kids?
My significant other has a 17-year-old, and he's about to graduate.
Oh, probably too old for our toy basket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a minute. We're going to give that away. But come and get your bunny.
All right.
Thank you.
What did I say?
I don't know what you said, but
I
we've
said
got 1 minute to give away.
700 million peeps.
700 million?
Million peeps. And
one basket to give away. So
one basket. Oh, but here we go. Our last caller, yep. kpcw.org. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Great. I need to call in and vote for peeps for my granddaughter.
Yes.
There you
we
go.
We finally got a peep.
It's like one judge in the fight.
Yay, peeps winner should get the basket.
Yes, you get the basket because you're the only person that voted for peeps. Do you know where the studio is?
Yes, I do.
All right, come on by and pick up your peeps and your solid, cool Easter basket that I got because it has fun stuff in it.
It's got great toys.
It's got toys.
Fabulous.
Awesome.
Thanks, Steve.
And you can give it to her because she's a peep fan.
Okay, I'll be here. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay,
perfect.
Steve. Oh, what a way to end it. So we got just a couple minutes to sneak in a
couple
of
we're
going to
sneak in some
of
our crazy criminals this week. They are no crazier than any other week. And thank you to our Fun Friday fanster for posting the robbery in Sweden with a bunny.
With a bunny.
But here we go. We got the atheist who attacks his roommate thinking he's Jesus. There you go. And he decided to attack him with a butter knife, which really and
a
then
bunny
he kept
knife?
A bunny knife. Exactly. No, it was a butter knife. So he's spending some time in Orange County jail. And then when he got there, he wanted a public defender that was also an atheist because, you know, he thought that he could defend him more. And the judge is like, just no.
Just no.
You get a public defender, we're not going to specify atheism. And you have to pay for an atheistic lawyer. But anyway, that was one. We've got Daniel, this guy. I'm going to hold him. He's the funniest of the three. And then we have this guy. This was a chocolate one. Hong Kong, passenger on board a Hong Kong Cathay Pacific flight, hijacks the plane with a Toblerone chocolate sword. So this guy, I don't
Go
know,
ahead.
He was joking
Throw
around.
Throw yourself in front
he's,
of the weapon.
He's from Finland. He decided that it was going to try to turn the plane around. This was a couple weeks ago and go from Hong Kong to Russia, but he did not. He was thwarted in his plans, and they ate the chocolate.
Did they just melt it?
And then Daniel Salmanong.
Did they eat the evidence?
They did
now
not eat
no
the
case?
Evidence. He was locked up by a marshal on
okay.
the plane, and
okay.
and then he was arrested when he got out. All right, here we go. The last one, Daniel Salmon, who from Chicago, Illinois, decided to, well, he was growing marijuana in his backyard, and he didn't want them to get cold, so he put a little bonfire around it, while not really realizing that the bonfire was going to take up his plants.
There you
so
go.
This idiot is trying, I think he wins, warms plants with a bonfire, and then, of course, gets arrested. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub and Squatters Pub and Brewery, San Francisco Design, and Prudential Real Estate. Utah.
Great big fun, and we'll thank our guests, Brittany, Paul Michael, and Scott. Appreciate it. Have a fun and safe Easter. Eat lots of chocolate.
Yep, and your last fun fact for the day, White House hosts Easter egg roll every year, started by President Rutherford B. Hayes in 1878.
I didn't know that.
There you go. You feel smarter having listened to Fun Friday. Tune in next week, and thanks for playing.
This is KPCW Park City.
Have a happy Easter.